Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, we're all back. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, or should I call you Goat? How are we?
I like that.
Yep.
Spike, welcome back to the East Coast.
Oh, glad to be here.
Jackie, baseball? What is that, 3 straight or 4 straight?
4 straight.
4 straight Jackie baseball. Holla at your boy.
Never doubted him. Someone get the tape of Friday's show.
Right.
A lot going on. A lot going on during Friday's show. Now, of course, we have a early Phillies game today. What is it, a 4:05
yes.
First pitch?
Go yeah. For the sweep!
The farewell.
They'll be down by two?
Yep.
At 4:10?
4:10. The farewell Taiwan Walker appearance today. We're all looking forward to it. You get to hear it, of course, on WIP. And we are in the throes of the Eagles Radiothon for the Eagles Autism Foundation. We will get to the items that we have. Of course, there's an afternoon show live broadcast, an afternoon show sit-in, and Nick Sirianni will join us today at 2:30 to talk about...
H-E-L-L space Y-E-A.
Nick will join us at 2:30 to talk about his item, which is lunch and horse with Nick Sirianni.
There you go.
So I'm considering bidding on it because I know I could kick his ass in horse, so we will talk to Nick Sirianni probably.
You think you could?
Nah. I actually think he's probably pretty good.
I think I could.
You think you could?
I think I could.
Dude, you got a lot of confidence in that jumper.
He does.
I do, man. I do, man. I do.
Because you're a gunner at heart.
It's a driveway deadly, man. It's deadly from a standstill driveway shooting standpoint.
Well, it doesn't take any confidence to shoot.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, he is not confident that it's going to go in. He's just, the confidence comes with Ike's ability to let the shot go.
Man.
You know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Listen,
which is,
the horse is a game, I feel like.
You could beat him.
I shouldn't underestimate him because I don't know how good he is.
My guess is if he's making it a radiothon item, being as how competitive he is.
He shoots a lot.
I bet he's pretty good.
He shoots a lot.
Yeah, he shoots
a lot. He's around an overcarriage just shooting.
Just shooting all day long.
Well, and he's got his kids who are obviously getting into sports now. I'm sure he cooks them in the driveway.
So, and by the way, to donate, you can just donate, by the way. If you don't want to bid on any of these items, you know, the Sirianni thing's too expensive, you don't have a business, you want us to broadcast, we get it. Text afternoon to 53209. You can donate that way. Or you can get the Eagles Radiothon t-shirt, which is designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey. You can get that at eaglesradiothon.com. It's just $30. And just to donate, you can donate $5, $10, whatever. But make sure you put afternoon in the text. 53209, so you know that we got you to donate.
Listen, man.
What?
Shout out to Jason and Kylie Kelsey, man. I mean, Has a couple taken over this area like these two have? The way that these two have?
Power couple.
I mean, my goodness,
Delaware Valley power couple.
Hey, listen, and when you see them, it just brings a smile to your face.
Happy.
Yes, it just brings a smile to your face, man. You know, they give you the regular down-home type folks. They don't put on airs. But my goodness, they are winning.
Yeah,
winning.
You know, I keep waiting for the $100 million podcast deal for mine and
You've been doing a podcast for how long?
11 years! 11 years!
They didn't even endure the process. They got two Super Bowls and an Eagles Super Bowl run.
11 years! Come on, man!
My goodness, man. Shout out to the Kelsey.
Would you leave this show for $100 million?
I would kill him if he didn't leave, because believe me, I'm leaving.
Well, you know what? I could just
I might bring y'all with me, though, but I'm leaving.
I just do the show and make the $100 million on the side, right? Might get a different spike.
Oh, we definitely will get a different spike,
You guys watch the Phillies. I haven't watched the Phillies in 3.5 weeks. I don't know what you guys are doing. Yep.
Don't care.
Mount Rush 4 every half hour? Let's do it. Mount Rush 2, Mount Rush 3. Okay. So we do have a Phillies game today. And
I'm feeling good about the Fightins.
Well, I think everyone's feeling better about the Fightins. But I have to talk to you about one Jack Fritz, actually. Mm-hmm. And this will sort of couch my opinion on this. Is that Jack on Friday, I don't know if you remember this, but Jack very sullenly looked into your eyes, looked into my eyes, and he said this more than one time. I think they're cooked.
Yeah.
In a very sincere, sullen tone.
Maybe the most truthful thing I've ever said on the show.
Yes, they're cooked. I could see, and I'm not joking when I say, not that your eyes were welling up, but it was a very puppy dog, very, what is happening to me sort of situation.
Looked like Trey Turner from last year.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
It's actually a pretty fair comp.
Yeah. Nobody gave you a standing ovation.
No, I got mocked.
Yeah. So Jack on Friday was like, they're cooked. And I would think that when we heard from listeners, both on the phones and on the internet, there was a similar sort of feeling going around. Oh, no, they're done. They're done. They're done. Mm-hmm. Now they won the series in Kansas City, which is great. And they've already won this series against the Astros, which is great. But the swing from total giving up and total sadness to now everybody's just, okay, they're fine again. We have been fooled too many times over the last 2 months when we think they're back. They sweep the Dodgers. They beat the Dodgers 2 out of 3. The game against the Guardians when it felt like they were back. The game against the Diamondbacks where it felt like they were back. There are just moments.
The Nats things happened.
Ooh,
boy.
Yeah, the Nats thing happened, and then we come right back, and it's,
Yes.
So I guess my point is that they have not earned our trust yet. They're not back. Now, we have a series coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. 4 games against the Atlanta Braves, who are playing quite well.
Especially when they see us.
Especially. They have to win that series. And then we can say that we're safe and it's okay and we're back to normal. But we are not back to normal yet because we win 2 series against American League teams. They were bad for too long to just say after 6 games, okay, I feel good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of where you're at, man. I'm not there. Although, listen, you know me, man. I want to be there. And like you say, listen, they win this series and I'm back out next Monday declaring World Series is back on. Like, that's sort of where my head is at with this team. That's how they make you feel when they start to play the way that you think they are capable of playing. You know, this is why fans get frustrated with this team. It's not that they don't believe in the team and are giving up on the team. It's because they do believe in the team and what they expect from the team. And when the team doesn't necessarily produce that, then it becomes frustrating. It's not a one-week thing, a two-week thing. Hell, it wasn't even a one-month thing. It was 2.5, 3 months of this. So, to your point, after just 4 games here, and even though they won the first 2 here, I'm not yet ready to just jump all the way back in and say that they're good. This needs to be sustained. For some reason, this is a little bit of a bugaboo with this Atlanta Braves team with them. We got them at home this weekend. Yeah, I need 3 out of 4. They've set the lineup from a pitching rotation standpoint.
Where's our four best pitchers?
Where we're getting our four best pitchers going in this series. Let's get three out of the four.
215-592-9494. Is it safe to once again believe in the Phillies again?
And by the way, this isn't about, for me, at least, I won't speak for you. When you say believing in the Phillies, this isn't about are they going to win the division or are they going to make the playoffs. This is a World Series caliber team. That is the expectation.
Have they found it? Whatever
right.
It was.
So we're speaking in the sense of, do I believe they're back to winning? They're going to go win the World Series.
Absolutely.
I need to see a little bit more.
And the last thing I'll say on this is, what I would ask you to do is present yourself with the same, you know, parameters that you were presenting yourself with saying that something is wrong. There were so many series where they would lose a series and you would just say, you know, this is just baseball. It's the da-da-da-da-da. And so there would be a bad, or even two consecutive bad series, or even a month of bad baseball. And you're like, you just gotta, this is, relax. This is how baseball is. So if you're like that, then you cannot just swing back the other way because they won a few games. I want to be there too, but they have to earn it. Now, Jack, where are you honestly at? And just to reiterate.
Why do I sit the couch with honestly?
It was because
we don't know with you sometimes.
I don't know with you. All I know is that when I looked into your eyes on Friday, because you said the same thing to me before the show. I know I'm not allowed to talk about before the show, but you said the same thing
before
the show.
Only when it makes us look good.
Yes. Well, it's exactly the same. You said to me, I think they might be cooked. And then you said it on the show. So, where are you? Are you back to believing? Do you believe it's safe?
Well, I definitely don't think they're cooked anymore. I feel much better about that. And I think that they're out of whatever funk they're in. I don't want to use the B word because I am also with you guys. Like, I want to see how this weekend goes. I'll live with a split. Would love 3 of 4. Don't need to win the series. Believe they are the B word. But I think it's safe to believe that we're not going to go through what we went through. And I think
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The biggest reason to believe is the starting rotation looks like much closer to how it did at the beginning of the season. You know, offensive-wise, maybe they shouldn't have put the curveball machine on the duster for 5 weeks. You know, since they brought the curveball machine back out, they're ripping baseballs.
How about that?
So I think it's safe to believe again. Like, I don't think we're going to head towards a stop and this all falls apart.
Now, I think the most important thing, you mentioned starting pitching, Ranger coming out and having a good appearance may have been, the most important starting pitching thing that could have happened, especially given where we are with Mr. Walker, and farewell, Taiwan Walker, hopefully.
Hopefully it's a nice last day.
Yep. Would you trade a loss today for no more Taiwan Walker?
Yes, okay. Easily. All right. They already won the series.
And it also goes to what the Midday Show was saying today about the apologizing Nick Castellanos. It's like, Nick Castellanos was bad for a couple of months. It's okay to say that they're bad, I don't trust them, and then he can get good. But it doesn't mean that he wasn't bad. So just like this, just because the Phillies play well doesn't mean that they weren't playing poorly for 2.5 months. So I don't think it's safe yet. You go out and you win the Brave series, then I'm back on no splits. 3 of 4. This
splits
one's at home.
Fine.
Nah. Be a winner. 2-5.
They have the best record in baseball. Yeah.
Great. Not doing that.
Yeah, let's not start that again. Yeah. even I'm holding off tweeting that out anymore.
Insufferable. Yeah. It's just it never stops.
What?
The best record in baseball. Who cares?
Throw the records out.
Well, there's like 7 teams that have the best record in baseball.
Listen, they've won 8 of the last 12.
Okay.
Have.
But you are asking for it. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. You're on WIP. What up, Corey?
Hey, man, we got to get back in line. Make sure we following the rules again because we don't want to get kicked off.
Yeah,
it was
chaos here for 2 days. Man.
Oh, really?
Chaos.
We was asking everybody how they was doing.
Oh no! I'm gonna have to have a long talk with Tom Kelly. He's gonna need a bill of spike before he opens a mic if he's hosting here again. It was TK both days, right?
Yes.
It's TK. All right. Yes.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, I love TK, but you know, come on, have a little pride, have a little respect.
I will admit, I kind of gave him the whole. Do what you want to do.
Oh,
sort of feel. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's like having a substitute teacher.
We need that accountability, just accountability.
Yeah, gotta let the kids play for a couple days, man. We needed freedom.
I respect TK too much and for what he stands for too much to let him come on this show and start letting people ask him how he's doing. He's doing fine. Anyway, go ahead, Corey.
Best record in baseball. I mean, that's a fact. Is that not a fact? We can't use facts in the argument. They got the best record. See, the Phillies, are they back? Let's be real. The Phillies never went nowhere. This is who they are as a team. Like, were they who they were at the beginning of the season when they was just killing everybody, blowing them out? No. Were they who they were this 2 month slump when they was losing to the terrible teams and all losing to the Nationals? Like, no. They more in the middle. But this is a playoff team. Like, this team plays well when we get to the playoffs. I don't want to talk about the Diamondbacks series. Don't bring that up. I know what happened. But this is more of a playoff team. Like, we know when they get into the playoffs, they turn the game up. We saw what they did in the World Series, you know. We saw what they did last year leading up to the playoffs. So they're just trying to get there. My boy Castellanos, hey, man, I'll tell you right now, this dude Castellanos, man, this is a cold brother. This dude, the way he do his interview with his shirt off, he be having the chain, man. This is my guy. Listen, no Castellanos hate for a month on this show. I don't care if he go 0-30.
Hold
this
up, though.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but Corey, I would actually say we were easier on Castellanos than just about anyone, you know? So I don't think you're getting Castellanos hate on this show, honestly. Wait until October.
At all on the radio station.
Okay.
My boy been playing well. I'm rooting for my – move him up in the lineup, my boy Castellanos. This team, are they back? They never left. They're going to keep winning tonight. Taiwan Walker, you winning this game tonight. I'm putting it in
no.
the atmosphere. Taiwan Walker is walking off this mound tonight with a dub. And guess what?
You are just ass lunatic.
With only one run. He might walk off the mound with only one run.
Was he going to pitch that third of an inning? How's he going to walk off the mound allowing only one run? Come on, man.
It ain't going to be 6, I'll tell you that. He ain't going to be giving up 6. I tell you that. You get that cable box fixed?
I did. It did. It came back last night.
I'm going to make sure because you was mad. Like, what's wrong with my cable box?
No, that lasted for about a half hour. Seriously, that did last for about a half hour.
You couldn't watch the game yesterday.
Yeah, something the hell was wrong with the cable. It went out. It came back on, though.
Oh, all right.
Yes, it did.
On the way out, I'm glad to have the crew back together. But, Ike, I need you to do something for me tonight.
What happened?
Do not let Mr. Eston Spike or my brother in the producer booth pick Jalen Hurts on their fantasy team. I do not want that voodoo. I need somebody else to pick him, even if you got to, you know, sacrifice a pick. Do not let him go on those two teams.
Well, OG has the the number one pick in the draft tonight, and so that should answer your question for you.
Yes. Don't worry about it.
There we go. Good. That's what I need.
Still not sure how the hell that happened, but yes.
I'll let everybody else pick their own favorite players in the first and second round. It's fine with me. I'm gonna own this league, Corey. I'm gonna own it. Thank you for the call, brother.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's. I want everyone to be happy. It's nice when people are happy about the Phillies. It was a nice first couple of months, but make
it's
them
been
earn
a long
it.
6 weeks, buddy.
Yes.
Like, listen.
Six weeks.
Well, people didn't start catching on, really.
July.
Yeah, everything was fine in the first like month and a half of them playing bad.
So Nick Sirianni joins us in less than 50 minutes at 2:30. Nick Sirianni, of course, has a great item for the Eagles Radiothon. You can bid at eaglesradiothon.com. The item with Nick Sirianni is lunch and games with Nick Sirianni. So the games listed are horse and putterball. So, and there's a rumor going along in the hallways that putterball was taken out of the item for a couple of years because maybe Nick wasn't great at putterball. So we're going to have to ask him about that. And, of course, with the season coming up, we'll have a lot to talk to Nick about. There are two WIP afternoon show items, which we have to express this to you. Mm-hmm. We have a great relationship with the other shows here on WIP. We have it's a good team atmosphere. Mm-hmm. We have to kick their asses on these items. We simply cannot lose. There are two items for the WIP afternoon show. One, you can sit in here in the studio with us. Jack will cater the lunch.
Yep.
He will make sure it is completely clean. No preservatives or anything like that. No microplastics.
No seed oils.
But you will sit in here in the studio with us. Well, that's a different show. Another show. And then the other item is we broadcast live from your business. So you can bid on both of these at eaglesradiothon.com. Now, it doesn't say it in the thing, but I am making it okay. If you want us to broadcast from your home rather than your business, as long as we can get everything to work properly, I'm approving going to somebody's house and doing the show at somebody's house. Are you guys okay with that?
100%.
I actually think it's much funnier to do at somebody's house.
Yeah, I would like a little bit of a scoping out process.
Well, yeah, we'll scope it out.
Definitely will be a scoping out
process. Yeah, there'll be a scoping out process. Absolutely.
I forgot Ike's here.
But I think it would be funny to broadcast from someone's den or
me and Michael B. did it once.
Oh, really? From somebody's?
Yes.
Oh, didn't somebody have a great like man cave thing in their basement or something?
Yeah, but
right?
It was a Michigan fan.
Oh.
That's even better.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes, it was. He was loaded with Wolverine stuff everywhere. He was an Eagles fan too, I believe.
I hope he was
a Steelers fan. Maybe he was an Eagles fan. Yeah, but he certainly was a Michigan fan.
Now, what if a Cowboys fan bids on it?
Yeah, that's fine.
The kids do the show from a Cowboy man cave.
We have no restrictions.
It would be hilarious. Well, I think we have the right to refuse service to anyone, but I think it's fine if it's a Cowboys fan.
I guess if it's
fan.
A Cowboys fan, yes. Listen, he wants to bring us in. We'll troll him all day at his house.
Yeah, it'll be fine. We invite us into the belly of the beast?
Yeah,
absolutely. Come on. You know, that's how you destroy something is from the inside of it. So
the show off is fake Lombardis.
Yes,
from the old Lombardi.
A lot of dust on those Lombardi trophies. Also, I'm just going through the items here, which are awesome. Target Golf with Jake Elliott, you can bid on. The Monday Night Football Chickies and Pete's Players Lounge Experience with Brandon Graham. So you get
And you and, you know, Howard.
And me and Howard.
And the Players Lounge.
And the Players Lounge, yep. So you'll get a front row seat to that show on a day after the game. You meet Brandon, you get a photo with Brandon, get an autographed
ball.
But
that's you and a guest, right?
It is you and a guest.
Yes.
Yep. Lunch and games with, and by the way, the games, it's you and one guest.
Yeah.
So does the guest get to play horse too?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Dude, somebody should show up there with Tyrese Maxey as their guest.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. You can be in the Eagles official team photo. By the way, you don't even have to bid on that. You can just buy it. And as I mentioned, the afternoon show broadcast from your house, your business. Uh-huh. So coming up next, Nick Sirianni joins us, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles on the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.